Hello?
Hi, this is Brandon Sharp calling off a recorded line. Is this your time?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Well, like I said beforehand, I am calling in regards to the lawsuit that I mentioned beforehand as well. Now, I don't remember what we left off on, if we got anywhere through the past phone call, but what were you diagnosed with?
The melanoma, I don't know how to...
Oh, yeah.
It's a word. I promise you, if I hear 1 minute, I can't pronounce it the next.
It's okay. I understand. It's a very long word. And you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit against Depo Provera, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if I may ask, have you ever spoken to an attorney in the past regarding it?
No, this is my first time. I actually had seen something like, you know how, an article about it, and my doctor was telling me about how it was lawsuits going on with it, and maybe I should look into it.
Oh, I see. So, did your doctor originally tell you the correlation between the two?
No, she didn't say anything. She just had brung it up because I was going to get birth control again.
Oh,
and she had asked me, have I ever had it? Because I got a new OBGYN.
Yeah.
And she had asked me, did I want the shot? And I had told her no. So
I see. Okay, got it. So that's what she let you know at the time.
Yes.
Okay, and can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents with any law firms against Depo Provera?
No, I have not.
Okay, so you were affected. Are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your injury, if you can say it one more time? Sorry, I have to repeat questions every now and then, so bear with me. But what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
It was the tumor called, with the M, melanoma. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I just know how to
spell
it.
It's okay. And the fact that you know how to spell it as well, that's very good. That's meningioma. And I'm sorry that you were diagnosed with this. How long ago was it that you were diagnosed with this?
March 2018.
March 2018. And would you happen to know the day? It's okay if you don't.
I want to say the 17th. I know it was in the teens, so
okay.
I believe it's
so
the 17th.
Approximately.
Yes.
Around the 17th.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And where was it located in your body?
It was located on my brain.
Okay, got it. And I'm going to repeat your date of diagnosis again. That was March 17th, 2018, so 03-17-2018. And what is your date of birth?
11/29/1995.
Okay, got it. And was anyone around you also injured by Depo Provera?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, got it.
Like, was anybody around me diagnosed with the same thing?
Whether it's the same thing or not, if they were injured by Depo Provera.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, got it.
I just know I heard people having side effects, similar side effects that I had.
Definitely, yeah. Okay, and when it comes to questions on Depo Provera itself, did you receive it as a shot or as a pill?
It was a shot.
It was a shot, okay. And you were prescribed the injectable contraceptive Depo Provera by your doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was it the regular shot or a sub shot or a generic shot?
I'm not sure. It was
they would
so
let
positive.
You know otherwise. So if you wouldn't know, I'd have to say that you were taking the regular shot.
Must have been. It's been so long.
It's okay. Well, how many years did you use it for? Do you remember?
A little over 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Yes. Like, I stopped it March, when I got diagnosed, a little bit before I got diagnosed with it.
Uh-huh.
In 2018, I started it I want to say September 2015, so a little over 2 years.
Okay, got it. So you said December 2015?
No, September 2015. That's when I started.
Oh, September.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So it's a bit over 2 years, got it. So two
yes.
full years. And within 1 year, were you taking that shot every 3 months? So.
Yes, it was every 3 months, and I think it was about 4 shots a year, I believe.
Okay, so within one of those 2 years, you had at least 4 injections prior to your
yes.
diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And going back to the question I asked before, did they ever let you know that you were taking a different type of Depo-Provera? If not, then you're most likely taking the regular one.
Like I said before, it's been so long, I don't know. I just know I was offered the Depo shot. And
okay.
that was,
Depo
from what I know, was, yeah, like I didn't know if it was a, you know, generic brand
yeah.
or what. I just,
got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just make a note of that here then. Okay. And on to questions about yourself. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And what's your current marital status?
Single.
Okay. And your first name, could you spell that out for me?
Attalia.
Okay.
And my last name is Brown, Brown.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Yes, Renee, Renee.
Renee.
Yes.
Okay. And your first name, I'm going to pronounce it. Is that Attalia?
No, it's Attalia.
Attalia. I knew I was going to mess that up. I'm sorry about that. Attalia, and that's spelled Attalia.
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. And what is your social?
292-98-64-21.
Okay. 292.
So yeah.
98-64-21.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it safe to give out my social to you guys? I just want to, you know.
So on our end, this is a recorded line for your own safety as well as just training purposes, but
okay.
it is required for a lawsuit to be able to give up your social. It's mainly used to pull medical records as well as allow the attorney to get started on the claim.
Okay.
Now, this entire application that I'm setting you up for, nothing is set in stone at first. You're going to have a chance to talk to the attorney first, and then they'll submit your claim afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. And on to your own information, what's the best email that you can be reached at?
You can use Attalia Brown,
okay.
Brown, 1129@gmail.com.
Okay, got it. Attalia Brown, 1129@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Got it. And your primary phone number, is that 419-392-7388?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Is this your mobile?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you prefer to be contacted, through phone calls, texts, or emails?
Maybe email, because I work a lot. I'm always on call. So, yeah, I would prefer email, and then I can probably
okay.
schedule a time to call.
Okay, got it. And when it comes to your work, that was my next question. What's the best time of day for you usually?
Around 4:30.
Okay.
I'm usually work in the mornings, but like I said, I'm a manager. So I'm on call, so
yeah.
sometimes it might fall on if I can't find
yeah.
somebody to cover the shift at night.
Right, you have to go in when you're needed. Okay, so
yes.
evenings are usually probably the best time for you.
Yes.
Okay, I'll mark that
But
off
if
here.
You emailing me, I can answer an email. It's just I work with clients, and sometimes you just can't be on the phone. So if you emailing me, I can do during the day. It's just the calls. It's just I
okay.
can't be on the phone.
Yeah, that definitely works. I'll go ahead and mark down email as well, so you know who's contacting you
okay.
on top of that. What's your current address?
It is 1731 Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, Road, Toledo, Ohio, 43613.
43613, got it. And is this an apartment or a house?
It is a house.
Okay, got it. Now, going back to the depot shots, were these administered by your doctor?
Yes, it was my OBGYN at the time.
Okay, got it. And we did confirm that you did take it for at least 2 years, so that would be 8 shots if you were taking one every 3 months.
Yes.
On top of that, how many do you think you took into the next year?
What do you mean?
So,
when I stopped it?
Yeah, since it's a little bit over 2 years, how many more shots do you think you took after your 8th shot? I know it's a specific question. It's okay if you don't have an exact answer.
I don't remember. I want to say, shit, because I know I was on, I had already got the shot.
Right.
A couple months before that, so... I'm not sure.
Okay.
I really didn't.
Yeah, no problem. I'll go ahead and mark off 8 for the time being, but I'll just leave it as approximately 8 because you may have taken 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember the name of the doctor that administered these shots?
Her last name was Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Ferguson. And do you know the first name by any chance?
Karen Ferguson.
Got it. And do you remember the hospital that she was located at?
It was like a doctor's office, so it was Regency. Okay. I just know it was at Regency Court, Toledo, Ohio. I can't give you the zip code or nothing, but I know it was 200 Regency Court.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it was a clinic, and you went to
yes.
their office.
Yes.
What I have down is University of Toledo, as the physicians at Regency Medical Campus.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. And that's off of 1000 Regency Court, Toledo, 43623. Does that sound like the right zip code?
Yes.
Okay, I have the right location then. And did you stay here throughout the entire process? Did you have treatment?
Did I stay with her, or did I stay in Toledo?
What I mean is if you stayed at the same medical campus, or were you diagnosed somewhere else?
I ended up going, she ended up referring me to a neurologist, mm-hmm. and his name was Haley, something with an H, I could spell it.
Okay.
He was a neurosurgeon, and he diagnosed me.
Oh, he diagnosed you. Okay. And
yes.
Was this at a different hospital?
Yes. He was at, where was he? St. Vincent's, I believe.
Say that one more time.
St. Vincent's.
St. Vincent?
Yes.
Hospital. Okay. Let's see. St. Vincent. And that's off 2213 Cherry Street?
Yes.
I see which one. Okay, got it. And so this is where you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, St. Vincent's Hospital. And your diagnosis, did it come through a CT scan as well as an MRI?
Yes, it did.
Okay, got it. And the diagnosing doctor, if you could repeat his name for me. You can spell out the last name, by the way, if you can't say it.
It's Michael, and Dr. Michael, and his last name is H-E-A-L-Y.
Oh, I see. Okay, so H-E-A-L-Y. So possibly Healy, Dr. Michael.
Yeah, I can't.
It's okay.
They got these different last names.
Yeah, most of the time these doctors have very hard to pronounce names. Okay, well, I have his information down here. I also do have a phone number for this facility. Unless you have one to reference, I would just use down the facility's number.
Nope, that's it.
Okay. And this Dr. Michael Healy, he was the neurologist, correct?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Now, this next question is a bit random, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, got it. Good to hear. Now, when you had treatment, what did you go through treatment-wise?
Do you mean as far as what did they do? They had, I did a brain surgery. They had to remove the tumor, and I went through radiation therapy.
And radiation as well?
Yes.
I see. Okay. How did that go? Were they able to successfully remove it as well as make sure it never came back?
Yes. I haven't had any issues since. I went through radiation for about 6 weeks.
Oh, I see. You went through 6 weeks of radiation. And how was that? I know it can be difficult.
Tiring.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, got it. And since then, you haven't had any symptoms relating to the meningioma?
No.
Okay, that's great to hear. Okay. And this surgery that you did have, was this also at St. Vincent's?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. All right. And Dr. Healy not only diagnosed you, but also helped you through treatment, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I apologize. There's a lot of questions, by the way. I know.
You're okay. I'm getting my heat fixed in my house, and it's freezing.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's definitely getting colder out there in Ohio. I can only imagine. Is it snowing at all yet?
Oh, yeah, it's been snowing all day. I went to work, and my heat was messed up. I came back, and it was 49 degrees in my house, so it's freezing.
49 degrees, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can get that fixed sooner than later. Okay, and my next question for you is, if you have any family history of a meningioma, has anyone in your family ever had one?
No.
Okay, got it. And the time that you were hospitalized for surgery as well as radiation, after you went through that whole process, did you ever have to go to the emergency room again for your meningioma or just the after surgery?
I experienced headaches, but I did not have to go back to the hospital for anything.
Okay, got it. So it never got too severe?
Yeah, not afterwards. Okay. I mean, I just knew it was going to be side effects for a while, but those kind of subsided.
Yeah, through your healing process. Okay, got it. Now, the medical records that you were given after you went through that surgery, did you hold on to them or did you leave them with the hospital?
Nope, I actually have them. I just moved into this home, so they are in my small storage unit, and I'm still moving stuff in my house.
Okay.
I do have the paperwork, though.
Okay, got it. So you have them physically rather than on your computer or phone?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And so would you be able to mail these records if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have access to your MyChart login? It's okay.
Not at the moment. I do have a MyChart. I haven't put it on my new phone yet, so I need to call and get my email or username back.
Right, to fix everything. Okay, well, I'll mark it off as you don't for the time being, but it's not necessary. My last question for you is if you would like to put down an emergency contact, so it's in case we cannot contact you. Is there anyone that you would put down for that? It's okay if not.
No.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay, I'll just go ahead and put down your email for the emergency email. So in case that we do need to contact you, you'll just get an email regarding it, okay?
Okay.
Now, that was the last question I had for you. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to you now through your email as well as text messages. So you'll have them in both places, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so these documents are the retainers for the attorney, as well as the access to release medical records. So the medical records that you do have, we'd be able to actually use those. So let me know if you receive those documents now.
Okay, and so the medical records that I am sending, that I have to send over to you guys, this is the release for you guys to use them?
Yes.
Okay.
And that is also the release for the attorney. So this allows the attorney to start the claim.
Okay. And yes, I got the text message. Oh, yeah. I think I got the email too. Yep, I do.
And you should receive that from Brandon Sharp. So once you open it up, you'll be able to review the documents. It might help to put me on speakerphone, but it's going to request a signature. And I believe that is it. After that, you hit finish and I'll review it. Okay.
Okay. Continue.
And I did receive those, yes. So let me double check and make sure this all looks correct, which it does. So you're all set from here. Now, I do believe you have my phone number correct. I just want to make sure you have it saved.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to be receiving a call from the attorney within the next couple of days, I'd say within the next 48 hours. When you do, he's going to go over the information and verify everything that's correct that we went over. After that, your claim is processed. So he should have submitted it afterwards. And other than that, if you have any questions throughout the process, you can feel free to give me a call or text at the phone number that you have.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course. Hopefully I can make the process easy for you. I know it's a lot of different questions, but I appreciate your patience.
Yeah, and I'm going to get over to the storage and go look through the boxes to get my paperwork.
I see the medical documents and such. Yes. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. And like I said, if you have any questions whatsoever, feel free to give me a call. I work from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.